WJO.
This is what we'd like to call you, Jesus, Jesus.
Let's tune in as Evangelist Ron Bell takes you further.
You were born
into the Word
in a manger.
We know, hallelujah, that our program is, we're talking about today, we're talking about Satan. This is one of the topics that we're talking about. We're talking about Satan today. And we're going to be teaching about the weapons of defense, you know, and our ready position, that we have to be ready for whatever Satan sends against us. So this is the topic that we're going to be talking about. We're going to be continuing to talk about this. This is our teaching for this week. We're going to know our weapons of defense, and we're going to be ready to respond to whatever Satan sends our way. And we know that our text comes from Ephesians 6, 10, and 18. And we know, saints of God, that, you know, our first weapons that we're going to talk about, we're going to be talking about righteousness. We know that God's word is truth. And we find this in the book of Psalms 119 and the 160th verse. And it says, thy word is truth from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever. We know that the word of God is truth and it's righteousness. And from the beginning until right now and forever on, it's going to endure forever. The word of God is holy. You know, David said, thy word that I have hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. The word of God is truth, it's power, and it's alive. We know that alive means that whenever we speak the word, if it's living, it can produce. It's just like a seed that you put into the ground. It might be dead when you put it in the ground, but it springs up brand new life. And what if you plant apples, then an apple tree is going to come up. If you plant corn, then a corn is going to come up. So we know that the word of God is living. If you plant the word of God in your heart, in your soul, in your mind, in your spirit, then the word of God is going to come up living. And if he said you shall live and not die, then we shall live and not die. If he said his word is health and healing for our bodies and our souls, then that's what's going to come up. Health and healing and strength is going to come up in our bodies because that's what we plant. And we remember John 6 and 63, and says, we know that Jesus is talking, and he tells us that it is the spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profits nothing. You know, the word that I speak unto you, this is what Jesus is saying, they are spirit and they are life. This is what I'm telling you now. It turns to life, breathing, you know, life. Oxygen, that's what life means. Your mind is fully alert. You're not in a coma or some catatonic state, but you're full of life, the abundant life of God. This is what the word of God produces in us, saints. So this is important to know that these are our weapons, and they're spiritual, and this is what we're fighting with. Saints of God, we need to know that, first of all, the nature, the very nature of the word of God, of the words which we speak. Just the natural words that we speak. They are spirit in nature. You know? They possess in them God's own creative powers. We know that in Genesis, whenever he spoke, it created that thing that he spoke. And we have the same power in our words, because the same words are God's words that we're going to speak. That's why he said, don't speak what you think. Don't speak what you just come up out of your spirit. You speak what the words say, and then it's going to have the desired effect that we need. So this is the power that we have against the devil. And, you know, this is why we speak the word only. You know, our words, they tend to death, because they're not like God's word. They're not God's words. You know, they are against God. Suppose that somebody tells us, well, you're going to die. You just go and start preparing your will. Well, I'm going to die. But that's not what God says. God says in the book of Mark, you have what you say. Now, you can go against those reports. It don't mean you go and say, well, now, doctor, you lying. I don't have cancer and I'm not dying. No, you don't tell him that. That's not what God told you to say. God says, okay, what do you want to say? What do you have faith for? What do you, are you believing in me? Are you believing in me? This is God, okay? So if you're believing in God, then you're going to say what God say. I'm going to live and not die. That's what we say. See, we're not coming against the doctors and the things, the scientists, and we're not coming against those people. We have a right to say what God say because we're trusting in him above all and above every person. We trust God. In Romans 14 and 23, I'm going to read that. And it says, this is what it says. And he that doubts is damned if he eats, because he does not have faith. For whatsoever is not of faith is a sin. See, saints, you're sinning when you don't have faith. Whenever you read the word of God and you don't have faith. Now, you know, it takes a while to build faith up. And you got to build your faith so you can believe God and you can believe who you are. You can believe the things that Jesus did. But most of all, you have to have faith. You got to say to yourself, well, I believe it. I might not understand it all, but I believe it. And that's the first step. When you fear God enough to say, that's the first steps of life is when you fear God and say, well, I don't want to go against nothing God say because I fear him. Not I'm scared of him or I'm afraid of him, but I fear him because he's so righteous. He's so holy. Everything belongs to him. Even I belong to him. So we don't want to go against him because we know what he says is absolute truth. That's what that fear means. Not you're scared of something, you know. So I want you to pay attention to the last part of this verse. For whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Put that in your little, in a little book and keep it there. And you want to flash that every day to see that. Whatsoever is not of faith, you know, is a sin. And then you'll be able to understand, well, if I'm sinning, if I don't have faith, I'm sinning. You can correct that easy. Because if the Bible says don't commit adultery, you start working to stop committing adultery. And you got to keep working. You might fall under the wagon a couple of times. You might go out and have adultery, being an adulterous affair or something a couple of times. But if, the more you keep working on it, the more God will take that desire away from you. That desire to love God more than you love what you're doing will come up in your mind and in your heart and in your soul pretty soon that you won't even have that feeling anymore. So that's the same thing you got to have when it comes to not believing God. You got to keep putting that word in your mouth every day. Keep thinking about him every day. And when you do that, then you're going to find out, okay, well, I believe God. I believe what he's saying. So we're supposed to speak the word only. When we speak what God say, it will give us life to whatever we need. It'll give life to that. It's going to give life to the saints. You know, we see when Jesus was stopped by Jairus, the ruler, that righteous ruler. And when he stopped Jesus, you know, to go and heal his daughter, you know, they were on the way to Jairus' house. Jesus and Jairus was on the way to Jairus' house. And then a servant came. The Bible says a servant came and it said, Jairus, thy daughter is dead. Why troubleth the master any further? My God. See, I know right now somebody that's hearing me. Ha, shandaleleha. Somebody that's hearing me right now over the airways. This report has come to you. These reports are symbolizing just what's happening in our lives now. Somebody called on the phone and said, look, Sister Mary or Sister Jackie or Sister Josie called. And she said that they said she had cancer and she's in the fourth stage and she has to get an affairs ready. So if y'all need to come and see her, you need to come and see her now. See, this is what Jairus was facing. And this man came and told him, look, your daughter is dead. Don't trouble the master any further. And as soon as Jesus heard the words that were spoken, this is what the Bible said. It says, as soon as Jesus heard the words that that man spoke to Jairus, listen what Jesus said. Before Jairus could open his mouth, he said, be not afraid, only believe. Be not afraid, only believe. Saints of God, you need to program that into your mind, into your thoughts, that whenever the phone rings, be prepared to say, be not afraid, only believe. Because you know most of the time when some of your family call you, they're not calling you with good news. They're calling you with bad news. So the first thing you're going to say, if somebody calls you and say, well, they've been in an accident and it don't look good, you say, be not afraid, only believe. It is well. I believe they shall live and not die. You put it in the right place. It's up to you to put it in the right place. We are the Christians. We know how to live for God. And he said, you need to use the word only. That's one of our weapons. So saints, this is exactly what we need to do. And this is a prime example of how to respond to trouble, the problems, and the evil circumstances when they come to you. You got to respond with, this is the word of God. And we're going to speak the word, and they shall live and not die. This is what we have to do. We're talking about these two weapons. These weapons that we're working with now and that we're warring with now. It's righteousness. We're talking about righteousness. You know, we want to know that the word of God and righteousness is what we should use. You know, what we speak and declare out of our feelings and out of our emotions. You know? And all of what man says, that's going to bring us death. So we're going to have to speak what God tells us to speak. And when we speak what he tells us to speak, it's going to tend to life. It's going to tend to life. So, saints of God, let's be prepared. Let's get ourselves prepared to do the things that God say. We have to remember in the story that the Lord told Moses, he said, to send 12 men to spy out the land. And Moses sent, this is another example that I love to see and I want to share with you. And he told Moses to send out those 12 spies. And we know that Moses sent Caleb, Joshua, and 10 other men to spy out the land. And you know, and we know that God had already given them the land. He had already given it to them. So now he's telling them, you go look at the land, you know, so they'll know what kind of trouble to expect and what they need to look out for. And this is found in Numbers 13, I think Numbers 13 and verse 26. And what it says is, in Numbers 13 and 26, it says, they went and came to Moses and to Aaron. And to it's talking about these 12 spies. They came to Moses and to Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of Israel unto the wilderness of Paran and Kadesh. And they brought back a word unto them, and all of the congregation, they heard this word, and they showed them the fruits of the land. Verse 27, and they told him and said, they're talking about those spies, those 10 of them, they told Moses and all the congregation, they said, we came unto the land whither thou sendest us, and surely the floweth with milk and honey. See, they saw what God said. God had already told them, this land flows with milk and honey. And we have in you.
This is what we like to call you, Jesus. Jesus. That's what